Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs. On 95.7, The Game.
Well, hello, everyone. How you doing, Dibs?
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm great.
Thanks.
I'm great. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great day. It's Mark
it
Grandy's birthday,
it's
our technical director.
Well, I have, I had no idea that, is it May 25th?
Yep. 525.
Grandy?
He was born in 525, 90, well, not 95, probably 96, I'm guessing.
Well, hang on, we can guess this. I had no idea May 25th
Thank you.
Was such a huge day. I was actually going to start the show off today, and now it's an even better time to do this.
I'll say.
Since my, like, everybody...
Did I jump the queue?
No, okay. You did. No, you did great.
Okay, cool.
I'll just say this, and this will make him even madder as he's driving home. I find it wildly embarrassing when two people sit down and sports is the topic, and then people are yelling and cussing and flying around hallways. I find it totally embarrassing. I don't even understand it. Everybody's built differently, so if that's how things end, I don't understand that. So, okay. So we're good here, but I wanted to start off today by wishing someone who is very, very important to us a happy birthday.
This better not be Grandy.
And it is.
Oh,
May 25th is a huge day, and you know how this show works. It's not just you and me.
Right.
The people around us matter a
whole
lot.
They matter a ton, yeah.
I don't know how we would do what we do without them. I don't know how we would be the people we would be without them. So, from me to someone very, very important, happy birthday to Arden Farnsworth.
Yes.
The lovely Chrissy's youngest daughter is 13 years old today. And then, right, yeah. And then I guess Grandy.
I hate Mark Grandy.
I guess, did you turn something today too? What did you get? Are you 20? What are you? 20 what? What are
27.
You?
27.
27.
Which
27?
You want to talk about your all-time tweener birthdays?
If you add
27. I mean, nobody cares about 27.
I know. Well, get used to it.
You're welcome.
Kind of nobody cares about any more birthdays ever for you. 30 and then 40
big.
And 50. Sure.
35 is a thing.
Not really.
33, Larry Bird.
What happens at 35? You can run for president?
Exactly.
That's about it.
Exactly.
Right? Are you planning that, Mark? Is that on the radar?
Just 8 more years.
Okay. So if you add.
He's got my nope.
If you add Arden and Grandy together, it still does not add up to you or me.
Don't even do that.
Well, no, it's tough because we try to do references.
I love the young people.
Right? I actually hate the young people.
We do references on the show, and then sometimes I look in the other room and I'm like, oh gosh, you weren't born. I mean, Guru's over here mixing up Dolly Parton and Lonnie Anderson and rocking WKRP in Cincinnati, and I'm like, Grandy, do you even know what WKRP in Cincinnati is?
Not a clue.
Do you know what that is?
I don't know what that is. I obviously know who Dolly Parton is.
You know Lonnie Anderson?
Yeah, you do.
Is?
I do not know Lonnie Anderson.
Lonnie Chisenhall?
That is so unnerving to me. Now I'm mad.
Totally. He's running hot.
So that's it, Grandy. I had a huge crush on Lonnie Anderson.
He doesn't even know who Otis Anderson is. He probably does, you know.
Who, by the way, hit the hole very hard.
Yeah, he did.
Otis Anderson.
Didn't get hurt either. Had a good long career.
All right.
Yeah,
all
right, I just...
Unlocked the lines. We're
thank
good.
You. Let's go.
Okay.
888-957-9570. Let's talk about the future. Not the rapper.
No.
Although I love the rapper. The future. It's just future, not the future.
Yeah, it's not the future.
But let's talk about
The Weeknd.
The future. Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Well,
that's
first
tomorrow.
Of all, we got to address the future. And the way we do that first is by addressing the past. I also come in today.
I'm not here to talk about the past. Mark McGuire.
I come in today. Vera, you know me. I don't get jealous very much. When other people have wonderful things happen to them, I applaud. I think I'm like fantastic. I want to feel almost like I'm you. I want to be excited about all of this. But when the morning roast talked to Gabe Kapler today.
Dude, you had interview envy.
Oh, my God.
No doubt.
Oh, my goodness.
I missed it this morning. I caught it with Steiny and Goo.
Yeah.
And I listened to all 25 minutes of it, and I loved it. And then he started talking about Tupac and Biggie, and I was like, all right, this guy. And then obviously, I somehow loved it even more.
Yeah.
His Tupac-Biggie take was the best I've ever heard.
Well, speaking of the lovely Christie, so she was my, let's call her teacher's assistant, which she was. She helps me when I bring the Cal Poly class to the games, because sometimes you need a second adult to help everything going on right there. So brought the Cal Poly class to the Giants game last week, and Gabe was kind enough to allow the assembled group to be a part of his pregame media session. So big group, probably 35 strong in terms of number of people sitting there with Gabe. And so Christie sits there and listens to him, and you know, you got the hand tattoo and you have the Armed Forces green hat, and you just had all of the discussion about Mitch Haniger's mechanics and all of the things that we do, and got done, and she goes, I know you and I see why you're just enamored
totally
with this human being.
It's yeah, completely.
I don't know if it's gonna go from Haniger's mechanics to Tupac and Biggie.
Right.
I have no clue. And it's the same tone no matter what. This is how I fry an egg. And
completely,
I don't always do over medium correctly. Always. And so
his take on Tupac and Biggie was,
what'd he say?
I can acknowledge that Biggie is the better lyricist, but the poetry of Tupac at that time in my life, I was a Tupac guy. He spoke to me with his lyrics. So while I recognize the greatness of Biggie, I find we, as a Kapler, recognize that Tupac is more favored in our household.
And now you understand why this guy pulls people after 4 2/3 innings.
Totally.
He is the biggest overthinker in the history of the world. This guy, so Haniger grounded out to first base because the fingernail on his seventh finger had been shaved a little bit too much, and that set off the weight balance of his entire body, and instead of the ball being grounded up the middle, it went to the second baseman. We're working on it. I mean, that's the way this guy goes. So where better to start if you want to talk about the future than by listening to Gabe talk about the future? Because this, I thought, was a very, very interesting take on why Casey Schmidt and Patrick Bailey have grabbed everybody's attention at such a level.
I will say that I think nothing excites fans like homegrown players. Yeah. I think everybody respects and appreciates big name free agents. It's nice when I was in Philadelphia when Bryce Harper came to town, and that was a huge boost to the city. And, as we brought in some smaller name free agents, but some really good players, that brought some good energy to the city. But there's nothing like when a player comes up and performs, and the city's like, man, we might have this guy for the next 10 years. And he might be a cornerstone for us. And we didn't have to spend several hundred million dollars to get him. We signed him out of the draft. And he was developed by our player development system. I think that makes everybody feel pretty warm and fuzzy.
So he's right. He's spot on. And it's so funny how all of us, and we can all collectively take the L here. I was driving the kid to school this morning, and Bonte goes, man, Giants totally escaped one there with Carlos Correa, and I think Farhan had a pretty good offseason. I'm telling you.
Did you crash your car?
No, I didn't. That's too easy. What's the, I almost drove off the road.
Yeah.
No,
did you spit out your coffee?
I almost decided.
Your iced latte?
I decided to have my kid take the day off school so we could talk about the way sports opinions come together. We're just radio hosts. You're just fans. We're just fans. We're allowed to change our opinion and do an about face.
New information.
And we all have. And it's totally fine. You can still go, hey, Manaea, hey, Stripling, and look at the offseason that the Giants had. But yeah, all of a sudden, it all looks different. And it does look like, as Dave Fleming said yesterday, it does look like the plan is back on track. And all it took was Rodon and Correa being hurt. It took Michael Conforto hitting a couple of home runs. It took Schmidt showing up. It took Bailey showing up. It took good news about Matos and Harrison down on the farm.
Did.
And that's all it took. And now suddenly everything is okay. But when you talk about the future and why that is capturing a Giants fan right now, I think this is intricate. It's twofold. One, it's baseball. And we look at the future differently in baseball because there's a minor league. Now, I know there's a G League in the NBA. But the bottom line is in hoops and football, a person can be drafted and contribute right away. You don't do that in baseball.
Well, in basketball, the G League is a place where you're not good enough to be in the association. It's usually not like, hey, we're going to start you in the G League, and then you're going to come up, and then you're going to be a star.
Right.
You either are in the G League because you're not good enough, or you go down there because you're not playing enough.
Right, but in baseball, it literally does not happen. You do not draft a player and then have him on the roster a few months later.
Very rare.
I mean, yeah, I guess it's happened like a time or two in history. So,
Andrew Jones.
Yeah, it's not something that baseball teams do. So we're forced to think a little bit about the future. Baseball America, Keith Law, top prospects, the whole kit and caboodle, right? But the reason the future matters more for the Giants than it does the 49ers and the Warriors is because they're not in a championship window right now.
Right, right.
I have reached the point where when a team that I'm rooting for is in a championship window, I could pretty much give a rip about the future. I don't think I can give a rip about the future right
and
now.
And so this would speak to not only Trey Lance, but it would also speak to Jonathan Kuminga.
Jordan Poole.
And Patrick Baldwin Jr.?
Yeah.
Ryan Rollins and his broken foot?
I don't want to say this to their face, but I couldn't give a rep.
He's got a broken foot,
well,
and
no,
you don't care?
Terrible.
Now I'm going to get mad at you.
Well, look, that broken foot
is... You're cold-hearted.
No, it's not our fault. It's Kyle Shanahan's. Anyway.
That's a four.
Point being.
Good timing. That was well-timed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Point being is...
And you're right.
Not that I couldn't give a rip about them as people.
Right,
I'm
right.
I'm a very caring human being. But...
Mark, what do you think about the Warriors in 2027-28? I couldn't give a rip.
I couldn't give a rip.
Thank you.
Because in the NBA, if you don't have a superstar... Do you even have a chance? I know you can give me Detroit Pistons 04 or whatever.
Oh, they had superstars.
Not superstars, right? They had a lot of good players.
I wonder how many of those guys are in the Hall of Fame.
Chauncey Billups.
Is he in?
No. I'm just telling you who was the core
Rasheed
of that team.
Rasheed Wallace. Rip City.
Yep. Hamilton.
Tayshaun Prince.
Yep. Tayshaun. Ben Wallace.
Ben's actually in the Hall of Fame. I know that.
Oh, that's right. He is.
I Googled it a couple weeks ago.
Which is wild because when you were watching that series unfold, Ben Wallace was not the centerpiece of that team.
Right. But to your point, that was a team without a superstar. And even if you look right now in the association at what we have left, Jokic, yes, is a superstar.
Yep.
Murray's on the cusp of it. Jimmy Butler, don't even get me started on how much of a superstar that guy is. And Boston may have two. They may have one. Depends who you ask.
They have none. But they're frontline players.
Yeah.
They're frontline players. So I guess the point is, as we've had this Warriors debate now for the last couple of weeks, we've had the Trey Lance conversation now for multiple years. While Steph Curry's here, and whether this leads to a LeBron conversation, a Jaylen Brown conversation, a run it back conversation, one thing that I've certainly reached this point with the Warrior thing, boy, there are 1,000 opinions, and I'm sort of in a mindset right now of listening to all of them. I don't know who has this one right. The Warriors are in a very tough spot, and I don't know what's even available to them, but I'm focused on anything that leads to Steph. The idea that, oh gosh, you could lose your future, I think doesn't even exist. I think that's a cloud. The idea that Jordan Poole and Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, James Wiseman when he was here, all of that, oh gosh, what about the future? I don't care. I don't care. I will worry about that when we get there. And I think that, think about it even in just a regular life. When you're having fun, when you're in a good moment, you don't think about the future. When you're on vacation, the whole goal is to not think about your to-do list. You worry about it when you get back.
That last day in Hawaii, though, sucks.
It really does.
And we're not there with this Warriors team. We still have a few more nights in Hawaii.
I agree.
You'd like to think.
So why am I worried about the to-do list when we get home? Because the Warriors...
It's going to be there.
The Warriors are still on vacation. And yep, the 49ers are, too. Very, very different, right? The quarterback situation, unique. We know this.
In football, you can rack it back a lot sooner.
Yes.
And to your point, when you look at Steph, Clay, and Dre, when they're gone, when the championship core is gone, what's the likelihood of you becoming a championship team again? The likelihood is a lot greater if you bring in another Steph type of a player as opposed to, hey, Jordan and Kuminga and Moody develop into those players. Your better route would be bring in Giannis, bring in, you know, Anthony Edwards, bring in Ja, bring in whoever is already established and let them get you back to a chip. That's more likely than it is to say Jordan, Jonathan, and Moses.
Totally.
Yeah, you're the new core.
Totally, totally. Look right now, I think the Lakers, seeing as LeBron has come up so much this week.
LeGon.
Do you think he is?
I think he's gone.
Do you?
I do.
What do you mean by that? Gone where?
Gone elsewhere. I do not think that he'll be a Los Angeles Lakers next year.
Really?
I really don't think so.
That's interesting.
I can't imagine him wanting to rack it back with Anthony Davis again. And Anthony Davis will be there.
That's the relationship I don't know anything about. I don't know what he thinks.
I don't know anything about it either.
I see what he thinks.
And I know that LeBron James is a competitive cold piece, and Anthony Davis is not. Anthony Davis is an elite player. Anthony Davis has a gorgeous eyebrow that goes from east to west. It's one contiguous eyebrow, and I love contiguous. I don't think that AD and LeBron, I don't think that their ethoses is aligned to where LeBron's going to say, yeah, AD, let's do this again.
I don't know. I guess I would ask then, what's his other option? You know what I mean? And maybe that's what he's exploring.
Click and roll at Warriors.com.
I mean, sure. I don't think it's as crazy as it sounds.
Yeah.
And again, you and I both agreed. When I heard it for the first time, when it got floated by Kevin O'Connor a couple of days ago, I'm like, this is the first time I feel open to this. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not 100% sure it's the right thing. Got to figure out how you'd get him here. But I don't think it's crazy. I don't think it's crazy.
I don't either.
I think there are a lot of things that have been thrown out there that are hard-nosed. Oh, he's going to go to the Knicks. He's going to go to the Heat. I don't think he's going to the East Coast. But I do think that if he wants to leave the Lakers, this is one of those things. But the Lakers right now are actually a great comp to look at what the Warriors are doing. Okay? Post-Kobe era, the Lakers went on a search. It was like a job search. They put it on Indeed.com. Job opening, Lakers superstar.
I get those emails.
They posted it.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of resumes. And man, they searched for a long time. They kept looking and they kept looking, and they would have bad years and they would draft people hoping that that next guy would be it. And what's fascinating is they actually hit on a lot of picks. And even when they hit on those picks, they gave up on those guys too.
Kuzma,
Brandon Ingram, Julius Randle.
Yeah, these are Julius Randle.
These are good NBA players.
Yeah.
And right now they're trying to be ones on different. Ingram is trying to be a one.
Oh, he's a one
for the Pelicans. Well, Zion when he's there, when he's not. But yeah, Brandon Ingram's a player. The Knicks might be mad at Randall right now, but he's trying to be their one. Brunson's there. I get it. But these are good NBA players. And the Lakers got to a point where they're like, yeah, that's nice, but it's not nice enough. And look at the evidence. Hey, Brandon Ingram, you're really good. Is that going to lead to a championship? Are you winning at all? No. Hey, Julius Randle, you're really good.
Yeah.
You won a playoff series. One that you weren't even supposed to win. Is it going to win a championship? No. It's not going to do any of those things. So the Lakers got to a point where they're like, why do we care about this? These B pluses are wonderful. Find an A. And you may, Warriors, this is just the reality, Warriors fans. Yeah. In 5 years, they may stink. Like, stink out loud stink.
We've been through that.
And they may do that, whether they keep Jordan Poole and Jonathan Kuminga or not.
Exactly, Mark. So why not?
So why are we worried about it?
Thank you. We're not worried about it.
That's my question.
And we loved Monte Ellis. And Monte Ellis, to me, is a lot like Jordan Poole, where Monte Ellis was the Warriors' best player. And if he's your best player, you're going to be 31 and 51, and he's a whole lot of fun to watch. He was my son Quest's favorite player because we went to a Warrior game, and he got a Monte Ellis commemorative backpack, yep. And he brought it to school, and he's like, Monte's my guy, and he was a Monte guy, and then they traded Monte, and Quest was so mad at Joe Lacob and Peter Gubert, and he was mad, and you know, I tried to explain to him they're clearing the way for this guy, Wardell, I think his name is, and he wasn't hearing it, but that's what your team is, I think.
Well,
if you keep Jordan Poole, you are 31 and 51, and Jordan Poole gets you 26 and 3, and boy, is he fun to watch, but he's not a championship player if he's your one.
So I guess that's our question. And 888-957-9570, how concerned are you about the future? And let me throw in another name. Because I've noticed this, from being booed at the Warriors Summit when I pitched the idea, to watching the response on social media, to watching Colin Cowherd throw his name into a LeBron deal yesterday. This fan base is obviously open to a Jordan Poole trade. From what I can tell, you're not open to an Andrew Wiggins trade. And I'd like to know why.
Oh, I'm open to it.
Because Andrew Wiggins is Brandon Ingram. And Julius Randle.
He's a B+.
He is a really good player who's proven in the NBA. He's not your one.
No, but if he's your three or your four, you're a championship team.
Great.
So, and let's just...
So keep him or not, you're still on Indeed.com looking for a one and a two.
So if you keep him next year and it's Steph, Clay, Dre, and Wiggins... And Looney, if you just run it back with who you have, and I know DDV is probably going to leave and J. Mike is gone, whatever. You can replace them with like players or not. But if you run it back with what you have, you're not a championship team. So if you're not going to win a championship, why not be bold? And if you're going to be bold, in my opinion, being bold means you get Jaylen Brown or LeBron James. And if you get Jaylen or LeBron, then Andrew Wiggins is a piece that could attract that kind of talent coming back.
Joe Lacob, you think he's bold?
Nah, he's a kid.
Do you know what I mean? Like, here, this is the other thing. There's always two ways, I feel like, looking at any sports conversation. It's what we think, and then it's what we think is going to happen. Right? So,
right.
Like, for instance, somebody can be like, I don't like Kyle Shanahan. Great, but the 49ers aren't going to do anything about that.
And the league loves him, and the owner loves him, and he wins, and so great.
Your opinion can be fire Kyle, but then what's your opinion about...
Fire Kyle right now.
Yeah, what's your opinion about what the 49ers are going to do?
Correct.
Right, so you can hate bold ideas for the Warriors right now, but Joe Lacob doesn't.
I actually love bold ideas right now.
Yeah, so do I.
And, you know, I can't see Joe Lacob saying... Let's run it back. Here's $450 million.
Right. So, presented by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. This can be a Warrior conversation. This can be a 49er conversation. This can be a Giants conversation. How much does the future matter to you as you buy tickets and watch games and root for championships? Your phone call's next on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.